Hayden Henley. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, the Fired Up Chief visits Aviano and a new mission in orbit. From July 29th to August 1st, the Fired Up Chief, retired Chief Master Sergeant Juan Lewis, visited Aviano Air Base in Italy. Lewis, who served as a command chief at four different bases during his career, uses social media to inspire, uplift, and motivate airmen throughout the force. His passionate approach to leadership earned him the nickname Fired Up Chief.
Chief Lewis was invited to Aviano as a guest speaker for the base's Senior Non-Commissioned Officer Induction Ceremony due to his experiences as a mentor and leader. The Fired Up Chief was focused on boosting morale while at the wing, taking time to meet with the wing's commander, Colonel Deers, as well as airmen throughout the base, connecting with them and imparting words of wisdom. During his visit, Lewis attended an Airman Leadership School class where he shared constructive memories, stories, and lessons with the newest leaders of the 31st Fighter Wing. Lewis emphasized the vital role airmen play in the Air Force and shared why developing them into leaders is such a rewarding mission.
And 90% of my execs, my right hand was airmen, E4 and below. I relied, depend on them to help me run the installation. And one advice I always tell them is that feeling when you first earn the distinctive title called airman. Never ever let anyone take that feeling from you because you're full of what I call pride, enthusiasm, and passion.
Lewis also shared his confidence in the wing's future, emphasizing Aviano's prominent standard for leadership and work ethic in the region. I'm Senior Airman Richard Rubio, AFN News.
A new mission in orbit. With the Air Force News, I'm Senior Airman Akeem Campbell. The Space Force will launch the X-37B orbital test vehicle on its eighth mission to conduct experiments with laser communications and the highest performing quantum inertial sensor ever tested in space. The X-37B is a dynamic and responsive spacecraft responsible for conducting a range of tests and experiments. The orbital test vehicle will use these next generation space technologies to improve space-based communication structures, strengthen the resilience of U.S. space architectures, and enhance U.S. orbital systems. These experiments come as part of a broader push across the U.S. Space Force to uphold the safety and security of the space domain. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman Hayden Henley.